said he came to fulfill the law, not destroy it. Christ said that not one jot nor tittle, those are little parts of the Hebrew alphabet, like we say, cross your T's, no, dot your I's and cross your T's, those little dots that make a difference in a language. He said not one jot or tittle would pass away, that he came to fulfill the law. And the early church finally came to accept that neither circumcision nor dietary laws or some of the Old Testament regulations had to be followed, neither by Gentiles nor did Jewish people have to follow them anymore. And it comes to us in blinding clarity by the grace of God that the good deeds we are relying on are completely beside the point, and that our hearts are full of ourselves and no one else. So when that moment comes to you, and it comes to us in different ways at different times, circumstances, we just think, ah, we see our hearts for what they are. We're thankful for those times because of the clarity that comes, but it's a very painful thing. The ceremonial washing of hands was something that a person would do to please God. The evil deeds that Mark lists, if you look at them, all of them are committed against another person. They're not about worshiping God, they're about offending our neighbors. It's the way we live. Mark is not going to let us off the hook about being religious without having a changed heart and changed behavior. But we should be disoriented and upset when we hear this, because even in our own day, people are struggling. Well, the Bible say the ordination of women. There are passages in the scripture that say that women should be quiet and listen. And there are in the sexuality that each of us, if we're aware of what's going on in the world and even aware of our own hearts, we're struggling with. How do we find our way to a changed heart and keep the Old Testament law in a time when it seems that God is leading in a different way? The text from Isaiah 29 that is quoted in our passage this morning is about claiming to obey God without actually loving and following God. The words of Jesus seem to turn people away from what they thought was the Old Testament law, away from what had already been revealed about God, into something different. It seemed that drinking blood in the Lord's Supper is not kosher. Why would Jewish people be drinking blood? As we know, it's not blood, but Jesus calls it his blood. Jesus and Paul and Mark and Peter are making the claim that human tradition blinded people to God's true call. But how could you be sure? It seemed that Jesus was making a new and different way. But he says he's returning to the old way, the original way of obedience to God's will. And it takes a lot of courage to make that discernment. Romans 14, 14 and 15. Paul writes, "As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself." Do you know how much it took for a rabbi who's trained in the Old Testament law to be able to say that? There is no food that is unclean. Then he goes on, "But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love." What a strict guidelines Paul gives us. "Do not by your eating destroy your brother for whom Christ died." We don't graduate from the Old Testament law, from dietary and other restrictions. We learn God's views and behave in accordance with God's thinking. How can we become holy, especially if it isn't through religious duties? How can we be focused on God when we each have such a range of conflicted attitudes and behaviors in relationship to the law? Will evil inclination ever stop flowing out of our hearts spontaneously? Do you remember the armor that we had last week? Yeah? The belt of truth. The breastplate, the breastplate of righteousness. Shoes with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The shield of faith. The helmet of salvation, the sword, the word of God, Ephesians 6. Now, that just is the lectionary. That is the human, that is human made, the lectionary. It isn't the law of God, it's the traditions of men and women. But it just so happens that we're juxtaposed with the armor of God's word. This is a very difficult passage. And if I believe that it is challenging us to take a step toward Christ, that our religiosity, that our Christianity, those things that are the most holy to us is nothing compared to the presence of Christ in our lives. It is not opposed to what we have learned and to our human traditions, but the heart of it, a purity of heart, comes only from complete obedience to the Word of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.